This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
It's nice to always be able to give back something that you feel has been given to you freely. And that's sort of how I feel about music. I think music is a gift. And my parents were encouraging with our musical studies. And we were always taught you should always give something back because nothing is really ours to keep. It's just to use.
That's John Tabler, the director of music at First Presbyterian Church in downtown Wilmington. John directs the Music at First monthly concert series. Music has been a part of John's life since he was very young.
I started music lessons at an early age, piano at the age of 7, and actually started the organ, taking up the organ at the age of 11. And the first time I heard the pipe organ was just completely astonished that the sound that it could produce. And I thought, I want to be a part of that. And so my piano teacher was also our church organist. So she encouraged me to continue piano and take up organ at the same time. So I did that all through high school. When I was 15, I had my first playing job in a church. And it was a part-time job, but I was the main organist. That kept me very, very busy, but I realized I loved church music, and it just struck a chord in a very, very deep place inside my heart.
This month's Music at First concert is presented in conjunction with the Bellamy Mansion and features international concert pianist Barry Solwyn. John gives us a preview of what he'll play.
He's doing a program of mostly romantic music. And we're calling it Spring Musicale, and it will feature music of Tchaikovsky, Fanny Mendelssohn, some Rachmaninoff, perhaps, and some Schumann as well. So it should be an outstanding, easy-to-listen-to program. It's what I would call a crowd-pleaser program.
This and most Music at First concerts are in First Presbyterian's Sanctuary. It's a nearly 90-year-old church on 3rd Street in downtown Wilmington.
It is a Gothic-style structure. It was finished in 1928. It's a clear story, so the upper story is all stained glass, has a lovely rose window in the front of the church and a large stained glass window in the back. Hardwood floors, high, high ceiling. Wonderful acoustics in there. We have a 6-foot Kauai grand piano that Dr. Solomon will be playing on that was donated by David and Charlotte Klein. We do not charge for concerts. Our concert series is completely run by donations and gifts from not only people in the church, but in the community. And has been for quite some time now, somewhat independent from the church. The funds to host the musicians and to tune the pianos and all those sorts of things come from private donations.
That was John Tabler, Director of Music at First Presbyterian Church. This month's Music at First, Spring Musicale, is on Sunday, March 19th at 5 o'clock, featuring pianist Barry Solwyn. One piece he'll play is Schumann's Papillon, Butterflies. Find details at whqr.org.